So George is moving. He's moving pretty good there, Denise.
Yeah, he's on the
So, and you're sitting there. You got a Frisbee in the car. You got a canteen of hot coffee. Somebody find Denise and give her a good stuff belt.
Sure.
I say that with all due respect.
I just honked. Find me. Please bring me some chips and soda.
Let me see here now. You are near seat, and you're still stopped dead, so it's probably... Do you see any police lights?
Oh, yeah. We just had some police come by here. I mean, it's like I'm in between major accidents, so right here, I don't see any, you know...
I've never understood why the cops can't find some way to get the traffic around. Just stopping traffic dead, all four or five lanes... And maybe they have reasons for that, but I can at least find a little opening to squeeze the traffic through. All it takes is one cop to direct it. I could get out there and do it. But they want to stop it all. Yeah, they want to stop it all, and they got to investigate what old lady started what. All right, Huntington Beach on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hey. Hi, this is Shannon.
Hi, Shannon.
And I am heading out. My mom was one of the people that's involved in the accident.
Oh, no.
She called me, I guess she called a couple of hours ago. I just got the message. She is, like, hysterical on the side of the road. They've already taken her car, and I'm coming from Huntington Beach. Obviously, it's going to take me a little bit. I need to know the best way to get there. If somebody can, like, give me some type of an idea.
Where are you in Huntington Beach now? You're coming up the 405, I reckon, right? Well, here, Mike's got a good, you got an idea, Mike, how to get from Orange County up to Montclair? You do that. Renee does that.
Well, I know how to get there.
What about the 55?
The 15 to the 10. It's just once I get to the 10, if there's like a side street I can get to. I guess she said she's off of by Cherry Street or something.
Yeah, this is where Denise is. Denise?
Cherry and Etiwanda.
Denise?
Yeah?
Take over.
Well, what you would want to do is go over the freeway, past the freeway.
Hey, I tell you what, I got an idea. Alan LeGreen, let's get him going. And I know that Terry Ray Elmer is standing. Hey, we're doing a news deal here, ain't we?
We're helicopter.
You catch a ride with that guy. Alan?
Yes, right.
Good way for this lady to go from Huntington Beach up to Cherry Street there on the 10. Lay it on me. Go. Now, you're on. Go.
We'll take the 57.
Come on.
Yeah,
57 north.
You'll take the 55 and then on up to the 57. Take that back. 55.
I'm going to go the 91.
Yeah, take the 91 east. Then go ahead and take that 71 Corona Expressway.
Okay.
No. She's in Huntington Beach.
Can I check the 15?
Where's the 15? No.
15's going
to... She's going to dump her out way east of that. She wants to get west. She wants to get eastbound.
Well, actually, the 15 is right smack dab in the middle of all of this.
The heck Etiwanda and Cherry is, that's where my mom's at.
If she takes
the 15...
Please, just listen to this and tell me if I'm wrong, Alan. If she goes up the 15, she's going to be way east of her mother. Am I right? And then she's going to have
Actually, she'll be one off-ramp west of her mother.
If she's one off-ramp west of her mother, she can travel east pretty well.
Take the 15, and then she can go east to Etiwanda.
Okay, beautiful.
That'll be the first off-ramp past the 15.
Now, the question is, what's the 15 like right now?
I will bet you anything the northbound 15 is going to be fairly sluggish, probably beginning around Harupa.
But at least it's moving.
And I do not have any crashes at the moment on the 15.
How about that, ma'am?
That's great.
Can't find it a rescue, huh? Remember where you heard it.
Okay, now, Phil,
yeah.
one more hitch here. Eastbound 10, just a little bit past the 15. I do have word of a stalled van. It's in lanes. Hopefully that's not...
thanks a lot, pal, for running out of gas in the middle of this crap.
Yeah, right, there you go.
I'm changing a flat out there. Okay, Alan, very good, pal. We'll hear from you in a couple of minutes here.
Okay.
All right, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay, thanks, ma'am. Hey, Denise?
Yeah?
Yeah, just bug off. No, hang on. I'm kidding. Hang on. Well, if you got to hang up, hang up.
Here, I'll give her a ride.
Well, that's not a bad idea. No. She's looking for a dog. Hold on. KFI AM 640, more stimulating. I guess we're now into full news mode here, baby, with this wreck, unless you want me to move on. We probably got to move on here in a second. 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County. If you just joined us, the reason why we're talking about this is 100 cars, at least, are involved in a multiple pileup. Now, we're going to go to the news, and Terry Ray Elmer will have more. This news report brought to you by...
No.
Who's in the traffic right now? Is the lady in the traffic?
Yes, I am. I'm stopped.
What do you do if you gotta go to the bathroom?
I'm about to go off to the side of the road and do what I have to do. Thank God I went before I left work.
Yeah, but girls a lot of time gotta go, and I wondered if she gotta go to the bathroom.
Well, if she does, she does.
That's the whole reason why I don't drive yet. It's dangerous out there if you gotta go to the bathroom. And I know that if you're a guy, you can go behind a fence.
Whatever, sir, okay? The lady, she says she doesn't have to go because you took care of that before you left work. Right, Denise?
That's right.
Hey, well, I don't know what you got to do if you go to the bathroom.
Yeah, thanks a lot for your call. 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County, 521-KFI in L.A. County. Let's go to Rialto on KFI. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here on Pepper Avenue. The car behind me, the guy just got out of his car and took a whiz on the side of the road because he couldn't stand it, I guess.
Right.
See, that's what you do if you got to go.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The cars are starting to come out the ramp in reverse. They're coming out of the on-ramp.
So, in other words, they are backing up and getting the heck off that freeway.
Yeah, some are turning around, some are just coming on reverse.
Okay, hold on for a second. What's your name, sir?
Lewis.
Lewis? Let's go over to, I think we got somebody else on the 10. Are you out there right now, sir?
Yeah, Phil, I'm right here. I want to say that you gave Bogus some instructions, that lady coming out of Huntington Beach. Best way to go, if you want to get going eastbound on the 10, you got to get up to 57th way out there, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, the lady's coming from Huntington Beach looking for her mother around where Denise is, which is, what is that, Cedar and Cherry or whatever. Oh, you went 500 feet, Denise. Where are you at now?
I'm exactly
gotta go
back
out
back
here
at
the 57 right now. I'm at the 57.
On the radio.
Going north on the 57.
Yeah. I see two guys get out into it right now, man. A guy got into a fight out there right now, man.
Where are you at, sir?
What?
Where are you at?
I'm on the freeway.
What freeway are you on?
I'm on the Hollywood Freeway right now.
And get out of here on the Hollywood Freeway. Okay. Thanks a lot there, Eddie. I mean, Bob. The guy in Rialto. Peace out. Okay, Denise, there you go. 500 feet near what street?
Well, before I was just off of Citrus, and now I'm smack in the middle of Citrus and Cherry.
All right, and now you're stopped dead again.
Yeah.
Okay,
everyone had their lights on. I guess we expected to start moving, but now about half of the cars have turned off again.
Let me ask this guy, what did you see it, sir?
Yeah, I seen it happen, man. Probably the most thing was an old lady out here, man, who hit her brakes as soon as she seen the thunder and lightning and the rain. An old lady hit her brakes.
An elderly woman?
Yeah, as far as I can tell. And caused everybody else got rode right up my ass.
Is your car's not wrecked, right, Denise? You got through it pretty good. You're just stuck, right?
Right. I came right after, so I'm not even saying there weren't even police at the three accidents I passed. Only the big red had police right there, and the other two didn't even have it. Some guy was just in the middle of the road yelling, slow down to everyone as we were passing.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I was on my way to a gig out here, we're going to be playing Peppers at Montclair, and I've got a guy rode right up my tail end, man.
What are you driving, sir?
What?
What are you driving?
I'm in a van right now. I've got an equipment van because I have a band and we're trying to get out a gig tonight. And now you can 86 that, man. I know what I'm going to do. I got Zildjian cymbal. I got a Pearl drum kit. Got a snare drum kit, too. I'm all messed up. Got a van again.
Okay, and Denise, what is your name?
I'm Jeff.
Okay, hold the line here. Let me go to Los Angeles on KFI. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I make deliveries. I deliver to the Ontario airport every day.
Yes, ma'am.
I thought it was kind of weird that at the same time that all these crashes happened, Ontario had a plane hit by lightning.
Did you see the old lady that caused it?
Oh, I can't hear you very well.
I said, did you see the old lady that caused it?
No, I didn't see no old lady in the car.
The old lady apparently caused it.
The lady caused this whole thing, huh?
Well, what I'm thinking about is the old lady caused it. Who hit the lady? You say an airplane got hit by it?
I got hit by lightning, not an old lady.
Where's the... What?
The airplane got hit by lightning. An old lady didn't hit it.
Where was the airplane now?
Oh, it's in Ontario. It's grounded in Ontario.
Is it on the freeway, or what are you talking about? Because I'm out here probably out here to learn about half a plane.
The plane hit about 6:30 with lightning, about the same time all the accidents happened.
Did you see the old lady?
No, I didn't see the old lady.
What happened to her?
Okay, listen. Thank you for your call. You're a courier, huh, ma'am?
Yeah, deliver air freight. I go from L.A. to Ontario.
Wow,
day.
And the plane got hit by lightning, huh?
Yeah, it's got like 10 holes in it.
You think this caused the crash?
I don't think so.
Well, you know, where'd you get hit?
We just shut up. She didn't get hit. The plane did. All right, well, thanks for your call.
Okay.
Goodbye. God, that's a loud truck she's in there. Denise?
Hey, you know what, Phil?
Yeah.
I just had a tow truck come by me with a white minivan and then another one with a silver Civic. So I guess they're clearing up.
They're clearing up those cars out of there, but if they got like over 100, it's going to be a while.
I know.
But at least maybe the cops.
They're coming from behind me, so they're not. I don't know what's going on in front of me. I'm so stuck.
Oh yeah, they're clearing off all the crap that you already got through, but there's still
right.
some stuff. When they have an accident like this, they just stop the traffic for kicks.
I guess so.
There's nothing up ahead of you. The cops just decided to stop it. Have a cigarette. I don't know.
I do want to say about that guy, which, I mean, I don't know what was his problem with the old lady, but I can probably.
That guy's still
that.
There? Are you there?
Right here, Phil.
Yeah?
You know, because where I'm at, we have these big windows, and we were watching the weather. It was very odd. It just out of the blue started hailing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then it completely stopped.
Absolutely.
Completely stopped for about 5 minutes. Then it started drizzling and just got heavier from there.
Oh, did you?
A total of maybe 15 minutes, and then stopped.
Absolutely.
And it thundered and lightning, and then the sun came out. There was a beautiful double rainbow. Everyone was stopping, looking at it, the shopping center I'm at.
So I was.
By the time I got on the freeway, it was dry.
Okay. Hey, was the gentleman there?
I'm right here, Phil.
What?
Yeah, I want people to know as a public service, because I know that this could be a situation that could go on for a while, and I want people to know as a public service, because I got two friends who work over at San Bernardino Memorial Hospital, that if you have to, you can drink your own urine for 3 days to survive in terms of the whole situation.
Now, he broke up. What did he say?
To drink your own urine for 3 days for survival. I don't think.
Yeah, okay. All you guys that are jammed out in traffic out there, just feel better to know that you can drink your own urine to survive out there on the freeway for 3 days.
Yeah, you laugh about it, man. I got three friends who's in Nam, and they got.
Okay, we lost them again.
You have some silly callers, Phil.
Is that guy still there? I like this guy. What's up with you, sir?
I want to ask the lady a question if I could, Phil, because I am out here carrying pretty close to where she is. Are you there, ma'am?
Yeah, I'm here.
Have you got a cup in the car?
No, I don't.
No coffee cup? Because you can drink your own urine.
I got it already, okay?
Maybe I can just cut my hands.
That's an idea.
Yeah, just chop your own hands under there, and you'll be fine. All right.
You know, you can laugh about it, but what I'm trying to do, you're wearing shoes, aren't you?
I'm wearing high heel shoes.
You can use shoes.
Yeah, go ahead and take a leak into a shoe.
They're open-toed. I can't even do that.
You got contact lenses?
No.
Okay. 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County. Where's that guy calling from? He's near where Denise is, I think, over there on Cherry, but they're sort of like on opposite ends of the sanity spectrum. 1-800-521, you can survive for 3 days by drinking your own urine. I thought I'd let you know as a public service. Phil Henry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Right now, this traffic report brought to you by auto insurance specialist
Phil Hendry.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Phil Hendry Show. Now, the lady from Huntington Beach is looking for her mom, is back on the line here. Ma'am?
Yes?
And I'm sorry we sent you the wrong way. You coming up to 57 by now?
I'm at the 15. I'm in Corona. I'm just getting on the 15 from the 91.
All right. Well, you need to get back going west because your mother's westbound, right?
She is westbound.
All right.
On the 10.
Now, you are asking what? What is your question?
Well, I thought if Denise sees my mom, maybe she can pick her up and I can meet her someplace a little more convenient. I guess she has, like, a big old goose egg on her head, but she didn't want to go in the ambulance because she was afraid that there were more, you know, people more critically ill than she was.
She got bopped on the head, huh?
Bonked on the noggin.
Now, where is your mother right now? Whereabouts?
She is right between Cherry and Etiwanda.
And Denise, where are you?
I am in between Cherry and Cedar. So, I'm sorry, Citrus. So she would need to start walking east to find me. I'd be more than happy to find
you. You're very sweet.
Your mom up.
And Denise, can you? Well, I don't want to do anything that's going to identify Denise, because then a bunch of you know what I'm saying. A lot of creeps would. I don't know. Yeah, I'm right here.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what to suggest. Other than what is your mother sitting on the side of the road right now?
I guess she's sitting next to her car. They didn't take her car yet. I misunderstood. I thought they took the car.
Oh, she's at least in her car.
She's in her car.
The only thing that I could offer is to off-air have Jonah get information that he can give to each of you. Do you want to do that? I don't know. It's a tough thing to do. It's just very difficult. I can't give out any personal information about Denise, like what car she's in or anything like that, because
right.
I don't want her bothered by anybody, okay?
Well, I'm and the same thing goes for you. Turn on the radio, because she's so upset, and she loves listening to your show. So I'm trying to get her to turn on the radio.
She loves listening to my show, unless she's got a freaking, her noggin's been... Are you talking to her on the phone?
Huh?
Are you talking to her on the phone?
Yeah.
Hey, what did you say?
My phone's ringing
what's
now.
Going on
I'll
up there?
That up instead of you, because I think that's...
Hold on. What's, Denise, what's going on?
Oh, really? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. What's going on?
Oh, I just, this little boy, this kid was just running by me, so I stopped and I asked him what was going on. He's running. He's in the middle of the number 3 and 4 lane, and he's running in the middle of the freeway, running back to his car.
Well, that's very safe and wonderful.
It. Yeah, that's great.
Ma'am, the lady in Huntington Beach, why can you have, your mother call me?
Can I have my mom call you?
Yeah.
She's kind of upset, but I can try.
Have her call us here.
Okay.
You want us to give her the back line, Jonah? All right, hold on. Jonah's going to give you the backline number to give to your mother to call us on.
Okay.
You want to do that? Okay, you want to do that, ma'am? Okay. Yes, sir, what?
Let your mother know that she can live for 3 days drinking her over you. Shut up!
All right, hold the line, and Jonah's going to get with you and maybe have your mother call.
Okay.
All right, hold on. So there you go, Denise. Well, some little kid was running down the freeway, huh?
Yeah.
No wonder that freaking 800 cars got wrecked. Some kid is playing Frisbee out there. He's running down the freeway. That's the kid that started the whole thing.
Maybe it is.
Do you want me to let you go, or you want to hang? You can do whatever you want to do, okay? I feel like I'm at least calming you down.
Yeah, well, I mean, you
can go. You can go away if you want.
You're at least serving a you know.
Yeah, we ain't doing
shit. I have a diversion here. I have something to do.
We're not doing anything, okay? What?
And you can use your hubcap to keep your urine.
Okay, that's great. So, hold on there, Denise. Phil Henry Show here on KFI Los Angeles. We're talking to the people who are stuck in the middle of this whole thing out there on the 10. If you just joined us, 100 cars plus in the middle of a major pileups, a series of pileups on the 10 out near Colton. It is in the westbound lanes, and it has really got a lot of people.
A hubcap can act as a bowl for your ear.
We got it already. And it's nuts. KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio. KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, The Phil Henry Show, and we've sort of gone into a quasi-news mode here as we continue to cover a pileup, major series of car auto pileups on the 10, the San Bernardino Freeway heading west. Now, we have Denise out here in Fontana, and pretty much we can guess that it's out there near Cherry or Cedar or something. Denise, you're stopped in the middle of that stuff after having gone by a number of accidents, and you say you've been there since 6:20, right?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, now, this is the lady, Emily?
Emilce,
how are you?
Fine.
And you're on the 10, too, and you're on Cherry. You're just past Cherry, and you've been there since 6.
I've been there since 6. I was, like, the first one that was not in an accident, and the first one in the back one that I think had about 40 or 50 cars.
Say that again. Now, what happened?
I was the first one that was not in the accident. Like, I got there and was the last one that
I was, like, because I just got on right here at a Citrus I just got on. So you probably got on back there, huh?
Go ahead, Emily.
Okay, and so I exited on Riverside, and I came back into the freeway, and there was another one there, and they stopped us, and there was another one in front. They finally cleared that one out, and they let us
hold on
to this one, and now we're stuck again. They said it's like the fourth accident.
How many cars that are wrecked have you been by? How many have you sailed past?
Well, the first one, I think, had about between 30 and 50 cars.
Holy,
okay?
Did you, 30 and 50 cars?
It
all
was like the whole freeway was hit.
Whoa.
For about a quarter mile, and there was like two policemen, and they were like, they didn't know where to go. Everybody was hit.
I got another lady. This is a woman, an older woman. Where are you, ma'am?
Good. I'm right out near Cherry Street right now, and I'm in a 72 Lincoln. I've got a stop top. I put a convertible top down right now. But I visit my sister in San Bernardino, and I come out. I just missed a big tanker truck that jackknifed. And that's what I'm on right now.
Where are you at?
I'm past Cherry on 10. I'm westbound.
And so are you. Is it M. Emilce?
a mail say. And you know what? I went up to Burger King to get coffees, and they were really nice, and we brought coffee for everybody down here.
I'm right past Cherry on 10. Are you anywhere near Cherry?
I crossed Cherry already.
You got hot coffee now?
I'm all out of it. We went to Coco's and they didn't want to give us any coffee. We went to Burger King and they were really nice.
That's Burger King. I know the Burger King down there, and about they have a hot coffee there. Also, Carol just got very good hot coffee as well.
Yeah, also, it was on Riverside. It's a Burger King on Riverside.
You get it. Is that the Burger King off just past Riverside, right?
Well, it's on Riverside and Valley, and there was a Coco's, and they said, we don't do that for anybody. I said, but there's a lot of injured people who are cold and hungry. Could you give us some coffee? And they said, no, go to Burger King. So we did. We went to Burger King, and they left the coffee at 25 cents each, and so we brought coffee for everybody.
I think it's important for everybody to understand that we do have people who are injured here. I stopped my car and pulled over the side of the road, and there was a man who looked to have some internal injuries. Now, I don't know if it's serious, but I went down to Burger King and I got him a hot cup of coffee.
And the guy has internal injuries.
He might have, yeah. So that's what I was saying.
And you were pouring hot coffee into him?
Well, like this lady said, there's a lot of people with injuries that could use a hot cup of coffee. Isn't that right, ma'am? Hello, ma'am?
Hello, yeah?
Yeah, I got some hot coffee for a man.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice of you.
Coffee fix him right up, everything there. Where are you at right now?
She just said she's on Cherry, past the, on the 10, past Cherry. Okay?
Right. Have you got anybody, you have a gun?
A what?
Do you have a gun?
You're too crazy, man.
No, I'm just saying, because I'm an old woman, I don't want anybody getting, I don't want no... Can you bring me some hot coffee?
No, I told you I'm out of it. I don't have any more.
Yeah, are you anywhere near the Burger King now?
No, they already escorted us out of there.
Is it because I'm black?
No, I love you, honey. I love you, even if you're black.
I
love everybody.
Are you black?
No, I'm not. I'm Spanish.
You are a Spanish woman?
Yep.
What's near you now?
Would you forget about the coffee, because the lady is all out of her hot coffee, okay?
Is that Jack Fox out there?
A what?
Jack Fox.
A what?
What's the restaurant called? Jack Box.
I don't understand her.
Don't you know all that?
Jack Box? You mean Jack in the Box?
Right. You Spanish?
Yeah, I'm Spanish, yeah.
Oh, then never, don't bring me no coffee.
Why?
Well, I don't want to say, but...
Just go ahead and say it. What's wrong with it?
You say you're Spanish, right?
I'm Spanish, yep.
I'd better not. You bring me any coffee then. Thank you very much.
Why?
What?
Why?
Nothing.
I'm not a racist.
No, that's all right. I don't want no coffee from you. That's okay.
Because she's Spanish.
I don't have any anyway.
You Mexican?
No, I'm not Mexican.
Well, Mexican coffee ain't that good anyway.
No. Argentinian?
Yeah, it's still a little bit dicey, but that's all right.
I can't understand you.
That's like, well, it's a little bit better than Mexican.
Okay, fine, ma'am. Good. Nothing. It's okay. All right, well, listen, is anything moving? Any traffic moving
Nothing.
There?
We're stopped. Everybody's getting out of their car already again.
Yeah.
And this is crazy. I mean, I've been here, and my baby's waiting for me at the babysitter's. This is crazy.
Since you're Cuban, can you bring me a good cigar?
No, I'm not Cuban.
She's
and not smoke.
Cuban, and she don't smoke. She's from Argentina.
You bring me a steak?
All right.
Yeah, maybe a steak are good.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for your call. 1-800-5201-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI in LA County. So nothing's moving out there. Everybody has stopped dead. They're playing Frisbee. And the last thing that I heard, there was some little 5-year-old kid running around.
Can you bring me a Coke?
She's not there anymore. Some little kid running down the freeway, like 5, just jaunting down the freeway, just frolicking and cavorting on his way down the, whatever it was, the off-ramp there. 1-800-5201-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI in LA County.
Not a Coke, some Coke.
What, are you still here? She's not bringing you a steak, Coke, coffee, nothing. And as far as we know, I know that we're going to have Alan LeGreen.
I'm injured, too. My finger got caught in the automatic seat control. And
okay, they'll be out there to help you out, ma'am. I got to take a break here. What I want to do is, obviously, go to Alan LeGreen now in the KFI Traffic Center.